Luke 2, verses 15 through 20. When the angels went away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go over to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us." And they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in a manger. And when they saw it, they made known the saying that had been told them concerning this child. And all who heard it wondered at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured up all these things, pondering them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen as it had been told them.
Well, Merry Christmas. I know it's 3 days away, but, you know, we could say that, right? Thank you for the Christmas gift, too. Deb and I love serving the Lord with you here, and God's at work, and we just love joining with you. If we kind of took a poll about how you celebrate Christmas, we'd have a lot of different practices and traditions. So let's do a quick survey. How many of you do kind of the bulk or whatever of your celebration on Christmas Day? Okay. How about Christmas Eve? How about like other days? And nowadays, you can have multiple celebrations, can't you? Where you can have, you know, your immediate family, extended family, maybe some of you travel, some of you come here. We're going to talk about this today, celebrating Christmas. What do we do typically to celebrate? Well, if you think about it, we do quite a bit. We bake cookies and prepare food. We decorate our house inside and out. If you're like me, I usually wait too long and it's too cold to put up the Christmas lights outside. We buy presents. We send and receive Christmas cards. We make plans with our family and friends. We come to church services and programs. And of course, whenever that actual day is, there's a lot of anticipation and enthusiasm around it. This morning, I want us to think about how did they celebrate the very first Christmas? The passage that Rick read was about the shepherds. So how did they celebrate? The fact that shepherds are even in the Christmas story is kind of interesting because shepherds, they're at the bottom of the totem pole. They are very common folk, least educated. They spend a lot of time with sheep, not so much with people. So their people skills weren't probably very polished. They're just the common folks. But that's an encouragement because Christmas then is for everybody, isn't it? No matter where you are on the social or economic or educational scales, Christmas is for you. So how they responded that first Christmas, I think, is helpful. We can learn from them. I want us just to see three ways to celebrate Christmas today. Here's the first one. Pursue Christ, the Christ of Christmas. Now, pursue, I mean chase after, seek, look for. Don't give up till you find it. Run after. That's what pursue means. Well, how do they pursue Jesus? Well, they heard. And what we need to do is hear God at Christmas. Now, what had the shepherds heard? I'm going to just back up a couple verses from our passage. It says, there were shepherds out in the field keeping watch over the flock by night, and an angel of the Lord appeared to them. The glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were filled with great fear. And the angel said to them, all right, so here's what the shepherds are going to hear. Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news. We know that word, good news. The gospel of great joy that will be for all the people. Right? We're going to sing later, joy to the world. Why? Well, that's what the angel says. This is joy for the world. What is this? What is the message? For unto you is born this day in the city of David, that's Bethlehem, a Savior, who's Christ the Lord. So he's both God and man. And this will be a sign for you. You'll find a baby wrapped in swaddling clothes lying in a manger. So at first there's one angel that talks to the shepherds. And suddenly, there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly hosts praising God. So a choir from heaven, a choir of angels shows up singing, glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace among those with whom he is pleased. So that's what they hear. That's what they sort of experienced. And the angels went away from them into heaven. So the angels leave. And what do the shepherds do? They said, well, let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that's happened, which the Lord has told us about. They realized this was from God. Now, they could have said, I don't know, I'm not a shepherd. But they are out in the field, and this happens to them. They could have said, wow. That was weird. Did you see that? I don't know. What did you see? Was it a hallucination? Was it a dream? Am I overtired? What am I? No. They acknowledged that this was from God. At Christmas time, especially, people hear a lot about Jesus, don't they? But some don't really get it. They're not listening. Or maybe they do sort of hear it, but they don't like it. Or it doesn't register with them. Like the two ladies who saw the manger scene in the department store window and said, look at that, the church trying to horn in on Christmas. They didn't get it. Even for us believers, though, I think sometimes this can be a little challenging. With all the activities and hustle and bustle at Christmas time, we forget to hear from God and really get a sense of what God's saying. So those of us who are struggling with fear, we need to hear God say, don't be afraid. I bring you good news, great joy. To those of us who don't think we're that worthy, we need to hear God say, this is for everybody. It's for all the people. For those who need direction, we need to hear God's word through the prophet Isaiah that tells us that God is our wonderful counselor. For those who are weak and powerless, he's the mighty God. For those who are lonely or missing family, he's the everlasting Father. For those having struggles or conflict, he's the Prince of Peace. And we need to hear God speak at Christmas. That's what the shepherds did. They pursued Christ. This is from God. This message is from God. But they didn't stop there. They actually went to find Christ at Christmas. See, just knowing and sort of hearing about Christ at Christmas, that's not enough. What did they do? They hurried off. There was a sense of expectation and excitement. And it sounds like they left their sheep. Shepherds never do that, especially at nighttime. But they hurried off. Now, how did they find baby Jesus? They knew that it was an infant, a newborn, wrapped in cloths, lying in a manger. But that's all they had to go on, at least that we know of. I'm sure they asked God for help. Maybe they had to ask around. Maybe they knocked on doors. I don't know. Did they find Jesus? They did, right? They found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in the manger. They went to find Jesus. And Jesus still wants to be found today. He's not playing hide and seek. He's not having you play a guessing game or make it really hard. Yeah, maybe there's some effort, but he wants to be found at Christmas. And we've already talked about that, where we pursue Christ and we make him the center of our celebration, right? So maybe you do a birthday cake for Jesus. I mentioned that last week too. Maybe you sing Christmas carols. You read the Christmas story. You have an Advent calendar, an Advent devotional. You talk about it with other people. You have your manger scene and you kind of reenact the Christmas story. There's a bunch of things where you go, in the midst of everything, I want to make sure Jesus is the center of my celebration. Our son Josh and his wife Kayla are missionaries in China. And in China, Christmas is not a holiday. There's not all the stuff that we have. Their big holiday is the next month, Chinese New Year. And Josh said, well, it's good that we don't have all the commercial stuff, but we have to work a little harder to make sure that Jesus is the center of our Christmas celebration, because it's not all around us. Pursue Christ. What else did they do? They proclaimed Christ. Now, by proclaim, I mean they communicated. It was show and tell. They shine the light on, the focus. They communicated that Christ is part of Christmas. How do they do that? Well, they tell others the Christmas story, of course. Now, what was their message? What is it they said? Santa Claus is coming to town? Probably not. I'll be home for Christmas? Probably not. Give peace a chance? No. What did they say? Well, they saw baby Jesus, of course, and they spread the word concerning about what had been told them about this child, and everybody was amazed. They told people about what had happened. Wouldn't you have loved to have been there that first Christmas with the shepherds and Joseph and Mary? Right? Joseph and Mary, remember they're in Bethlehem. That's not where they're from. They're from up north in Nazareth. They had to go to Bethlehem to pay their taxes. And when they were there, Mary delivered their baby. No room at the inn, right? And all of a sudden, these stinky shepherds show up. And Joseph said, well, what are you guys doing here? Well, we heard you had a baby, a really special baby. Really? Who told you that? An angel. And then a choir of angels sang about him. Really? Interesting. Because an angel spoke to me, Joseph, about that. Mary, that same angel, Gabriel, he spoke to you about baby Jesus. And they talked about it. Not just about angels from heaven. Angels are just messengers, right? What they talked about was Jesus. Yes, it does say they said God told us about this child, but that it's Christmas, that this child is God, that he's the Messiah, he's Christ, he's the Savior, he's... All who heard it were amazed. In the Gospels, this is the only recording or whatever report of the shepherds, but I can't imagine that the shepherds never ever told anyone else about it. Don't you think they repeated this story a bit? Not only the next day, but even years after. I was thinking about this, the shepherds. This is just baby Jesus. Babies can't really do anything. But as Jesus grew up, the shepherds heard John the Baptist say, "Look, behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." Shepherds knew about sheep being sacrificed for sins. In fact, most commentators think that's what the shepherds in Bethlehem mostly did. They raised sheep as sacrifices at the temple in Jerusalem, just a couple miles away. That was their job. They knew about what lambs were like. They also knew, it was years later, where Jesus talks about himself and he says, "I'm the good shepherd. And I lay down my life for my sheep. I feed my sheep. And I know them and I call them by name. I protect them and I watch over them." Shepherds go, "Yeah, that's the Jesus that we saw as a baby? He's the good shepherd?" And their story continues. That he's the Savior. That he's Christ. They tell the Christmas story. They tell their story too. We can do that. Right? See, people need to know not just sort of the historical facts about Jesus at Christmas and way long ago that happened. They also want to know what Jesus means to you. How Jesus has changed your life. Kind of the so what question. Okay. Christmas is Jesus' birthday. So what? Well, let me tell you about it. Let me tell you what this Jesus means to me. And you can tell your story, right? You can tell people at work. You can tell people in your neighborhood, at school. Maybe there's people even in your family. Debbie and I love receiving, you probably do too, you receive these Christmas cards and Christmas letters from folks. And it kind of often will show pictures or give details about how God had worked this past year. You go, wow, this God is at work. Not that we doubted it, but we just love seeing and hearing people's stories. We can do that. Now, each story is unique, isn't it? Think of in the Christmas story. Last week, we looked at the wise men. They were foreigners. They came from a long ways. And they saw a star, the star of Bethlehem. They brought gifts. The wise men, that's their story. Shepherds, they didn't come far at all. They were local. And they didn't have gifts to bring, but they brought themselves. And there they were. And they're part of the Christmas story too. So your story is different from my story, different from the other story, but you know what? We could tell our story about how Jesus came, yes, long ago, but he's my Savior too. He's Emmanuel, God with us. So somewhere in your celebration of Christmas, I trust you'll pursue Christ and you'll proclaim Christ. Here's my last one, praise Christ. Eric, you're right. I kind of love alliteration. Sorry, another P, but you praise Christ. That is, you acknowledge who Christ is, and you thank him, and you glorify him, and we use lots of words in scripture and singing that do that. How they do that? Let's look. They praise God with their mouth. Let's see what they did. Well, let me read these verses. Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God, there we go, for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told. The shepherds praised God with their voice, verbally. They said something. Thank you, God, for choosing us. Us lowly shepherds. We don't even know their names. It just says, some shepherds. I don't know who they were. But God chose that particular group. And the shepherds praised God. Oh, and an angel came, and we weren't quite sure. And we went to see Joseph and Mary and baby Jesus. We found him, and we got to see him. And they praised God with their mouth. They said something. When I was a young pastor and thinking about preaching and teaching or just whatever at Christmas, sometimes I wondered, what can I possibly say at Christmas that's new and different and that people haven't heard before? Some people could probably tell the Christmas story better than I could. What am I possibly going to do? But I realized that at Christmas, we don't need some little obscure nugget or fact. Sometimes those are fun, but we just need to be reminded. Oh, yeah. That's who God is. Look at all the promises God had made, and now they're all fulfilled in Jesus. And, and Jesus is saved me, and I'm a child of God, and oh God, aren't you wonderful? And that's just what we need to hear and be reminded so that we can thank and praise God. So I hope that somewhere along the line you do that. You sing Christmas carols. You read the Christmas story. You think through how has God worked this past year. Yesterday, Debbie and I were driving back from Fargo, North Dakota, and we were trying to tune in to the radio stations for some Christmas songs, and we just had an hour or two where we just listened to Christmas songs and we sang along, and it was wonderful, wasn't it, honey? It was just great, especially if you've ever done, there's a little bit of like, no man's land out there somewhere as you're driving, like, where are we, you know? And but that didn't matter. We were just enjoying the Christmas carols and the truths of Christmas. So let me give you an example. I don't know if we sang this yesterday or not, but joy to the world. The Lord has come. Oh, yeah. That's why it's so joyful. Jesus came at Christmas. Let earth receive her king. Let the gospel go forth. So things like missions and evangelism, and we want this story to go forward. We have a couple missionaries here. We have one right here in the second row that she's not usually with us. Thank you for your ministry. How many years have you spent? You're on your 13th year, and you spent 11 years in Nairobi, Kenya. Okay. That's what we sing about. Let earth, not just Minnesota, but the whole earth, receive her king. Let every heart prepare him room. Especially my heart, Lord. Let me prepare. I'm glad we have Advent to help just remind us. Oh yeah, that's right. I just need to stop and prepare and focus. Let heaven and nature sing. God, I want to join heaven and all your creation to sing about Jesus. So it's not just a nice little tune, but the truths of these Christmas carols are very powerful. So we praise God with our mouth. Eric encouraged us with the kids to praise God with your life. That's a gift you could give. Go back to Mary. It says she treasured all these things in her heart. Do you know the song, Mary, Did You Know? It kind of recounts Mary. Jesus is just a baby. There's no way you could know all that would lie ahead for your son, Jesus. But so far, she's treasuring all these things. What things? Well, rewind a little bit. Think of what Mary has experienced just day one beforehand. The angel Gabriel comes to her and speaks. And a once, never to be repeated event again of virgin birth. Think about that for a little while. That may push your categories of how things work. She gets to sing a song of praise to God. She thinks about perhaps her journey from Nazareth to Bethlehem. That's about 70 miles. Ladies, moms, if you were pregnant, would you like to walk? Or, well, we won't have you walk. We'll have you sit on a nice, comfortable donkey and go. Do you think some things went through her mind? And then these crazy shepherds show up with a story about an angel choir. And they come. And she's thinking about and pondering and treasuring and maybe trying to make sense of it all and connect the dots a bit. God, this is amazing. And of course, this is just when Jesus is born. Still have to raise him and see him become an adult. And 33 years later, Mary is at the foot of the cross and sees him die. So there's more for her to treasure and ponder in her heart. Do you think Mary ever spoke to anyone about all this? I'm sure she did. She may have told the early church. This is maybe where Luke got his information. It was Mary. She told us. I wrote it down. Mary. The shepherds, I'm going to go back, It says, the shepherds returned. Returned to what? Returned to their sheep and their jobs and their way of life. That hadn't changed. But the shepherds themselves had changed. We saw baby Jesus. We didn't miss it. We could have blown it off. Oh, that's crazy. I might do that. But they didn't. And they returned, again, glorifying and praising God, just as the angel had reported. God was right. It's the same thing for you and me, right? We return to our homes, to our jobs, to our friends, but with the joy of Christmas. Yeah, let me tell you. And you praise God with your life and how you live it out before people. Well, what have we said this morning? We said we want to celebrate Christmas. And all those other things, I'm not saying those are bad or whatever. I'm just saying don't miss celebrating Christ in Christmas. So pursue Christ and proclaim Christ and praise Christ. That very first Christmas, God sent angels from heaven to announce it and celebrate it. And ever since then, on December 25th, we celebrate Christmas. How do you think they celebrate Christmas in heaven? We're not there yet, so we don't know. But some people have died this year, and it's their first Christmas in heaven. Let me close with a poem entitled Christmas in Heaven. 'Tis Christmas in heaven, what a beautiful sight. It's my first one here. Everything is all right. The crib is adorned with the brilliance of the star. Wise men have come from near and far. I've met all our dear ones who preceded us here. The reunion was lovely, an event full of cheer. And tonight we'll all gather, in reverence we'll kneel. For the babe in the cradle up in heaven is real. I think of my family that I left behind, and I pray that your Christmas is as blessed as mine. Please shed no more tears, for my soul is at rest. Just love one another. Live life to its best. Here's how it closes. Yes, it's Christmas in heaven, so I've heard them say. Yet Christmas in heaven happens every day. One day you and I and all who know Jesus will get to join him in heaven for a great celebration. I don't know what it sounds like to hear angels sing, but I think it's got to be pretty cool. But that's only the prelude. That's not, the angels aren't the important thing. It's Jesus. So this year, more than ever, let's celebrate Jesus.